This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Sasha.
Hi, I'm Kirsten.
And this is Mess Magnets.
We're back, baby.
Yes. We made it. How was your new year?
It was super chill, but yes. That was exactly what I needed.
I am
notoriously someone who doesn't often stay up until midnight. So the fact that I made it was an accomplishment. I saw that you had an absolutely killer 90s themed party.
It was so much fun, I have to say. Like, and I think this is partying in your 30s when half the people have kids. Not me, but the others. Because everyone left my house by 12:30. It was perfect.
That's the dream. I was talking to someone recently and they said they have a friend who will like be like, I'm having a party from 6 to 9. And then at like 8:30, they're like, okay, everyone, 30 minutes left. And then at 9, they just like go to bed and like everybody out.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm not that amazing. I wish, but I don't have that much like chutzpah.
I mean, that could be you.
Yeah. But Karthik would, I don't think he's the like, we'll party all night guy.
Man.
Oh yeah. My it's God. Too much.
Could never be me.
No. Even with alcohol, it could never be me.
No,
like it's just not for me. Okay,
well, no, that's just gonna make me even sleepier.
That part. I mean, even with good music, I could maybe push it. I could push it to 1, but that's it.
No, I don't know. I feel like at 12:01, I was in bed.
Yeah, I'm telling you, everyone was like, "Okay, bye."
That's incredible.
It was so fun. I was like, "Oh, this is 30 for sure. I love it." Anyway, we hope all of you had a good, happy new year as well. Whatever you did, if you chilled, I'm jealous of you. But, you know, if you partied, like, tell me your themes for next year. Because everyone's already, like, can't wait to come.
Oh,
my
God.
And I was like, who said I'll do this?
Yeah, I guess I'm planning a trip down to the Bay Area for New Year's next year.
I have space. oh, my God.
And also we've seen the first of the UMass t-shirts shipped and arrived, and we saw Josh Green's and
my
Jason.
Friend Jason. Yes, we see
great.
You.
We see y'all if you want to also be a graduate of UMass or a student at UMass, rabhuswebsite.com/shop, and you too can buy a UMass t-shirt.
I love
so
it.
Great. So
yeah,
brave.
Karthik also got his, so I'm waiting for when his comes. Because he was like, I want to buy it myself. I was like, okay.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh my God.
It's a lot.
And then you can steal it and he'll buy a new
Correct.
One.
There's always, I don't know if you do this or if our listeners do this, but do y'all ever buy like, you know, a shirt or something that's like for your partner? And you're either like, we're not like, he's obviously us, he is a size bigger than me, but like it's that comfy size that I could pull off, like it's not a big deal anyway. So I bought him a few shirts and I was like, wait, I actually like these, so these are our shirts.
Yes, I 100% do that. And I'll always be like, no, I'm borrowing this.
Yeah. And I like am a tomboy in that way that I would rather wear men's clothes.
Yes.
So like I like that hoodie look. I love it. And I want to wear it.
It's who I want to be. I wish I could wear it to like work.
Yeah.
And all of that.
But you know those like nice tapered hoodie? Oh, I love it. I love a good
hoodie.
Anyway.
Love it.
But yes. We also had a few more, I think.
I think some ratings. People changed their ratings to reviews.
Oh, I appreciate y'all doing
and that. I deeply appreciate that. Everybody, we need those 5-star ratings and reviews. We're still 6 away from 300, but we've got some great ones.
Come on. 6. We need 6. Because we got one from JJ Fall 33 and says, I absolutely love this podcast team, period. They were funny and make everything so entertaining. And I think they loved that Rob was on as well. So I think they edited theirs. Thank you, JJ, for editing yours.
Yes.
And
well, they'll love it next week.
Period. Look, so I think they maybe did that on purpose. And I like that. Because next week. Breaking news, everyone.
Boop, boom, 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 boom.
We did not plan that. No, actually, it was so cringe, of course.
We are such dorks.
They hate us.
But yes, breaking news. Next week is Oops All Anonymous. Rob from the Daddy Network will be here to help break down all of your mess. So if you want your mess considered for Oops All Anonymous, get that into our Google Sheet, tinyurl.com/messmagnets by Monday, because we're recording on Monday. So
yes,
Monday, January 9th, we are recording Oops All Anonymous. If you have not submitted your mess by then, it's too late. But still submit it after then, too, for us. But if you want Rob to hear it, got to be by Monday.
And Rob's, like, ridiculous takes, right? Like, we need it. So we need your mess.
He sees things from an angle that nobody else could ever see them from. It's very impressive.
Yeah. So listen, the point is we got to do it together. All right? Please. Don't make us look for other mess that isn't from our messengers. Like, we don't want to do that. That's
yeah, if I have to start looking up Reddit threads for Oops All Anonymous, I'm going to be cheesed, okay?
Yeah, and it's no fun. It's just not.
I mean, it's still fun. It's just not as fun.
Well, it's not our relationship, you know? Yeah, like, we want and the messengers.
The messengers. It's we ride together.
Yeah, exactly. And we know Sarah did send one in, so yeah. I'm excited.
Not very anonymous when...
not do it today.
We won't do that one today.
Yeah.
Me realizing I never pulled an anonymous to this episode. It's fine. I'll get one in there.
But yes, submit your anonymous so that Rob from the Daddy Network, the OG, will be here and reading all the anonymous, which is his favorite part of Mess Magnets, which, listen, is most people's. And
I don't think Mess Magnets would exist if we hadn't included the anonymous. Like, I think he would have been like, no, we're not approving you to have
a podcast. He would have been like, enough. All right. It would like, no more.
You're canceled.
Yeah. After our first run, it would have been like, all right, bye.
Okay, you had 5 episodes. Oh, deal God. With it.
But yes, and now that our housekeeping stuff is done, we have a few stories, a lot, like, we have one big one and then a lot of other quick bites, as always. But do we start with this one or do we want to end on a fun note? I guess that's our question.
I think it's better to end on a
fun
note.
Great. So we'll break after the break. Oh my God, I almost said it in Hindi. That's so funny. Sorry. What happened? My brain glitched.
Your brain is just totally broken.
No, it's because I've been watching like a lot of Indian or North Indian YouTubers. So lately my brain, even when I was talking to Karthik, who does not speak, he's South Indian, so we don't speak the same languages. And I started saying stuff to him and he's like, dude, I don't understand what you're saying.
Oh, man.
Anyway, after the break, we will be back. Yes. Anyway, okay. So we're going to start with Tory Lanez. Yes.
Yes. This has been ongoing for quite some time, but now that we have a conclusion, I feel like it's okay to, I feel like before we had a verdict, it didn't make a ton of sense to bring up because it's just like a lot.
And it was so messy.
My toxic trait is every time I see Tory Lanez written down, because it has a Z at the end, I read it as Tory Lanez. Like every time. I know that's not right, but every time I see it, my brain has to do that because I'm like, oh wait, no, that's not right.
Oh, because you don't have a Z, you have a Z.
Because it's not an S. Yeah, you know? It's not how Lanes is spelled exactly. Normally. So it just, I just want to say that up front. And if I read something wrong during this podcast, you do not at me, okay? I don't want to hear it. Because remember when I was like just in the zone of reading and I said yay wrong, like way, but it's like that. Where like if I'm not like consciously doing it, my brain reads it wrong. And so I just, my brain is bad, and I don't want to receive any hate for that.
We're an international podcast. Okay? Understand that.
We are hold an international that. Podcast.
Who is Pitbull?
That's anyway. My sister thought it was Mr. International, not Mr. Worldwide. Did I tell you that?
Oh. Blessed.
Anyways, so back to Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion.
All right. So unfortunately for my girl, Megan Thee Stallion, she was shot in the summer of 2020. Megan Thee Stallion is an amazing rapper. She's a queen. She's perfection, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay? So talented. Just beautiful.
And smart. Because she went to college and got a degree while she was, I mean, not that college is the only way to be smart.
It does not necessarily mean you're
smart. I just mean she's amazing because she's able to like,
yeah, no, she balances it all,
career and college. Yes, so that's all. Okay, and she has amazing knees, Meg Thee Stallion knees. We all wish we had them, but I've aged out of them.
If only I never had them. So
you know. Back in the day. Anyway. So
okay. Yes. So Meg was shot in 2020 in the foot. It's been very controversial because a lot of people online were like, it didn't really happen. And all those people extra look like clowns now.
Oh, we'll get to the one of the biggest clowns. I saw that story, I was like, copy paste, please, so I don't forget. Anyway, so in the summer of 2020, Megan accused Tory Lanez of shooting her in the foot. Mm-hmm. And it's wild, y'all, because they were leaving a party at Kylie Jenner's house.
I always forget about the Kylie Jenner connection.
Yeah, I think that they also want to forget the Jenner Kardashians. Anyway, so she was seen getting into a police car with bloody feet and she was taken to the hospital. And, you know, it sounds at first folks were like, maybe it's from broken glass or, you know, she's been arrested for partying with friends, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Right. Wrong. It turns out Tory Lanez actually shot her. And she actually made an Instagram post where she talked about how she had suffered gunshot wounds as a result of a crime. This is what she said, quote, as a result of a crime that was committed against me and done with the intention to physically harm me. But she didn't, you know, kind of talk about who had shot her.
Yes. And she, in an Instagram live in August of 2020, she said, yes, Lanez shot me. But that she didn't initially tell the police that she had been shot because she didn't really trust the police to protect her in that moment, which especially 2020, I feel like it was very in the zeitgeist of how much Black people cannot really trust the police.
Yeah. And I mean, listen, unfortunately, most of the time cops aren't preventative, right? Like, they come after the crime is done.
Yeah.
So she talked about, you know, what's the point? Because so I can get shot, you can get shot, he can get shot, we can all get shot.
Yeah.
So that was her reasoning. And then following her accusation, Tory denied everything. And he made an Instagram video. And, you know, he was like casting doubt on whether Megan had been shot in the first place. Even though her medical report.
Yeah, literally people got her medical reports, which seems like a HIPAA violation to me. But it was circulating out there that she clearly had suffered a gunshot wound to her foot. So I really don't know how this like fake story that she hadn't really been shot managed to gain so much traction.
They tried it.
Only a couple of months later, in October of 2020, Lanes was charged officially with one count of assault with a semi-automatic firearm and a count of carrying an unregistered weapon. So,
yeah.
No good.
Listen, guy. Okay. And then basically what had what they're saying is Megan ended up releasing texts that she says that Tory Lanez sent her after the shooting, and the text allegedly says, "Meg, I know you're probably never going to talk to me again, but I genuinely want you to know I'm sorry from the bottom of my heart, and I was just too drunk. Nonetheless, should have never happened, and I can't, et cetera, et cetera." He's just trying to take it back.
I just don't understand this excuse because I've been too drunk many times in my life and I have never tried to attack someone or shoot someone or anything. It just, to me, it's not clicking in that situation.
No, it's clicking. It's not nothing. Okay. The math ain't mathin'. Because one thing, right, I saw this tweet and truer words have not been spoken, but it was talking about how women are the only species that date their predator.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh my God. This is so real. But, you know, it's unfortunate, but that's what happened here. And then Tory Lanez was talking about good. He went on Twitter, okay? And this is disgusting. Because he said, good dick had me feeling, had me effing two best friends and I got caught, and that's what I apologize for. It's sick how you spun it though. So he's saying that he had sex with her and her former friend and assistant Kelsey, mm-hmm. who's a hot mess, okay? I have to say, but anyway, we'll get to that. He was basically kind of like cheating on Meg, or I don't know if it's cheating because we don't know what the parameters of the relationship
No clue.
Yeah, but basically that's all he's saying. But sorry,
and
go ahead.
And basically his side of the story is that, oh, well, Megan and Kelsey were fighting and I shot the gun to protect Meg from Kelsey, mm-hmm. even though both of them are like, no, that is not true. That is absolutely not what happened.
Yeah. And then she put an Instagram story, you know, basically just saying you're putting out a narrative that me and my friend felt about you. And that's not true. You think it's OK to shoot me and then harass me online and, you know, making it kind of like about a weird cat fight when that's just mm-hmm. not what it is. Like, call it what it is. You just did that.
Yeah, just genuinely so confusing to me.
Yeah, because then there was a hearing in April.
And this is all, we're up to 2022 at this point. Now basically, it was all ongoing. And so in April of 2022, it was ruled that Lanes had violated his protective order against Megan by tweeting about her like this. And his bail was increased to $350,000. And he had a condition added to his release documents that he is not to mention the complaining witness in the case on any social media.
Yeah. And then, you know, you think, okay, maybe there's something, maybe we're not, you know, getting it all. No, because then in October of 2022, a Los Angeles judge put Tory Lanez under house arrest after he violated the conditions of his bail. How, you might ask? Well, by assaulting August Alsina. Remember him, the entanglement from Jada Pinkett Smith?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not the entanglement.
Yeah, that's August.
I mean, he has songs too, but like, listen, let's be clear why we know August Alsina.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah, and he hasn't like faced criminal charges, but it's just I think they tacked it on.
Well, and it's also the kind of thing where I think a lot of people think that the justice system moves really quickly, but yeah. This whole case shows you that it doesn't. He was charged in October of 2020, and we just got a verdict in December of 2022. It just takes a long time, and sometimes like things don't happen right away. But he was on house arrest for that assault.
Mm-hmm.
Also in April, Megan did a interview with Gail King on CBS Mornings, or was it just with her from CBS? I don't know.
Yeah, it's like with her from, and they played it on CBS Mornings. Like I remember when this came out.
Yes. Yeah. And
Megan, she did the R. Kelly one too.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did. And then, so she said that the argument started because Meg was ready to go and everybody else wasn't ready to go. And when it escalated when she got out of the car. And then she says, and all I hear is this man screaming. And he said, dance, bitch. And he started shooting. So he just like started shooting at her feet.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
That's so gross.
Like, what is, oh my God. It's just like, why? Right. And if you watch that video, I don't know how you cannot be on Megan's side. I mean, there are people, but you're all idiots.
It's extremely moving. Extremely moving. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she even talks about just the physical shock of being shot. And then she was like, at first she didn't understand what was happening, but then she looked down at her feet, and that's how, you know, unfortunately how she was just like, she all realized rather. And she also talked about her, you know, what Tori claimed that they were in a relationship. She denied it, that they were in a sexual relationship prior to the incident, and just said like they were close friends who bonded over the death of their moms. And it's just so unfortunate because she said he even offered her $1 million in exchange for her silence, or their silence, technically.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. For her and Kelsey, her friend.
More money than sense.
Literally.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And then she did an interview with Rolling Stone where she also talked about how they had to remove bullet fragments from her feet. And so that's why it's obvious that she was shot.
And she couldn't even walk.
Yeah. Which, I mean, listen, that's her livelihood. Like, yes, you're like, messing up her money.
Like, yes, she's an amazing rapper, but she's also an amazing dancer. And that's how she makes her money. It's wild. And she also, like, still has nightmares about the shooting and talks about feeling shame about how she reacted, about how she lied to the police. because she thought people were her friends, even though that's not how they thought of her.
Mm-hmm. And it's so unfortunate because then her and her friend, Kelsey is her name, right? Yeah. Kelsey Harris. They also, unfortunately, aren't friends anymore because after the shooting, she met with Tory Lanez because apparently Meg wasn't answering the phone and she felt like her back was against the wall, whatever that means. But why would you go to a dude that shot you, boo?
Yeah, she's not answering the phone. Maybe she's in the hospital because she got shot and just had surgery. I don't know.
Like, get your life together. But and then, you know, Megan did share, though, that he was happy. Like, Tory Lanez was happy with her friend for not talking about the shooting. And, you know, was like, I'll invest in your business. And from that on, for that time on, she never said anything online. So this is from Meg, obviously. So take that, you know, as you may.
Yeah, we don't know 100%, but it, based on how everything turned out, it feels pretty legit to me.
Yeah, and she admitted, like, lying, like, that moment she felt like she maybe had to lie to the cops, like, all of that. So I appreciated that she admitted it and owned why she did it. Because I think in that moment, I don't know if I would lie, but there's so much adrenaline, you're in shock. I don't know that I would make the best decision.
Yeah, I don't understand how, like, you're in shock. Like, you can't be relied on to make, like, the best choices. And I don't think it's fair that anyone would be held to that standard.
Yeah. And then there was a lot of, like, coverage in the press and a lot of, you know, people mocking her for coming out and speaking about it. And she just doesn't understand why people won't take her serious. And I agree with her because she said, you know, I wonder if it's because the way I look, is it because I'm not light enough? I'm not white enough? Am I not the right shape, the height, you know, petite, not worthy being treated like a woman? And I remember when the Gabby Petito stuff was going on, right?
Yes.
And this. So it was, I think, and I mean, listen, Black women specifically get kidnapped all the time and no one talks about it, right? Like in DC, I think it was the string of like some ridiculous number. I don't want to say the wrong number, but really high number of Black women that are kidnapped and nothing was like talked about versus Gabby.
Yeah.
They should all be talked about. I want to make that clear. Isn't exactly. Either or.
No one is saying, oh, well, we shouldn't talk about like the Gabby Petitos of the world. It's just, why is all of the airtime going to one woman when there were several other like women of color or, you know, other marginalized groups that had people missing and no one was talking about it because all the airtime was going to Gabby, which obviously tragic story and she should be getting airtime too.
Like,
but lots of people have horrible things happen to them and we kind of have to find space to talk about more than just the people that fit into the, you know, blonde white.
Or like damsel in distress type. Thing. It was horrible. But yeah, the point is like we have capacity for all of it.
We have a lot of resources in the media and online to make it happen as well. So this, as we said, this trial just happened in December of 2022. It started on December 12th. And basically it was prosecution said they were going to bring in texts and voicemails sent by Lanez, including the text that Megan had previously, I think, tweeted of him apologizing to her.
Yes. And then after that, it was mess because I remember people being like, we got him. We got him. And they even shared her friend, right? Harris's text to Megan's bodyguard, who was in the area. I don't understand. And include one of those read, Tory shot Meg.
Like point blank.
Yeah, like straight up. And this, they're like, they argued about that text for a while.
Yeah. And the defense's case was talking about, again, the theory of the argument between Megan and Kelsey, and saying that because Lane's DNA was not on the gun, that Kelsey could have been the one to shoot her, which is just, especially for her to not say anything online about the incident and to allegedly, you know, be doing what Lane's wanted. And then the defense is like, maybe it was her. I can't imagine how that would feel.
Not yeah. good. And it's horrible because then they also started talking about apparently the two of them argued over romantic entanglements with DaBaby, Ben Simmons, and all of this stuff. So trying to, you know, show that this isn't the first time this has happened, which is like, F off. Even if it happened, why is Tori shooting people?
Literally, why?
Yeah, and then this is the effed up stuff. So then they also said that Tory Lanez called her from jail, and the apology to Megan was not about the shooting, but for cheating on her. Like, get out of here. And then they said Kelsey probably was the shooter. Imagine.
Literally cannot happen. So Meg did take the stand, and she answered a lot of questions about the entire incident, why she lied at first, why she said that she and Tory Lanez had not been in a sexual relationship. Mm-hmm. And I really like this where she said, this whole story was about who I'm having sex with, and I don't understand why that matters. It's disgusting at this point. How can I share my body with somebody who could shoot me?
Yeah, it's just disgusting. And it's weird that they're still talking about it, because then she also explained why she initially denied having a relationship with Tory, right, as you said. And she felt like the whole one there, she didn't feel safe with the police officers, in addition to the sharing, you know, yourself with someone that shot you. And she talked about how it's kind of like a boys club in the industry, in the rap industry. So she feels like she's telling on one of her friends. So and one of their friends. So that means they're all going to hate her, which is like horrible.
There's just a lot of aspects to it. And she also testified that she can't feel the side of her left foot, and the back of her feet are always sore, but she just pushes through, which sounds absolutely miserable.
Yeah, it's just so horrible. It's just embarrassing. And I just can't believe to do that to someone. Like, you're just like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she talked about, you know, during her testimony also that she, you know, did regret coming forward about the shooting, because she can't even be happy. She can't hold conversation. She couldn't hold conversation with people for a long time. And she felt like she didn't want to, you know, be on the earth. And it's unfortunate, because I can't imagine how alienating it feels, because even though I'm sure they were like people, you know, that believed her, that sent her love, the negative stuff can feel so loud.
And there was so much of it.
Yeah, that too. And like, I mean, rappers, right? Like Drake just put out a song making fun of her. Like, you're late, like, you're a loser.
So and what did I say just last week on the pod?
Listen, I don't like him. He was stupid and wrong for putting that. Like, period. That is not up for debate.
Not bending over backwards to be like, but I still like
it. Listen. Call me. No, I'm just kidding. Don't call me.
Oh my God. No, I
jokes.
You don't want that.
No, no, no. I don't want to be the like 45th diamond on his necklace.
Listen, every single one of those diamonds was destined for Rihanna. Let me be clear.
Oh God.
So Kelsey Harris also testified that she did not shoot Meg.
No, whatever. Like,
it was just like blah 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 blah.
Did you hear it?
Fine.
I tried to mute. Okay.
I think it worked. I think it worked.
God, anyway.
As oh well, God.
I sneezed. If maybe people didn't hear.
No, I don't think I didn't hear you sneeze.
It was really loud too. Okay,
you're good. You muted.
I'm back.
Fast enough.
I'm back.
So they also, during all of this, the prosecutors tried to bring charges against Lanez for witness tampering, based on Meg and Kelsey had claimed that Lanez offered them $1 million not to say anything.
Yeah.
And the judge asked why they had waited to file these charges, which the response given was that they wanted to make sure that Kelsey's testimony supported Megan's.
Mm-hmm.
The judge said it would be unfair to add those charges at this juncture. So they ended up not being placed.
Yeah. And then Kelsey started to kind of almost flip.
It was weird. Nothing that, like, she said.
Her stuff just like, wasn't, yeah, making sense.
Like, I just don't even know, like, everything deviated from what she had originally said. And then she was going back and forth. And it's just very weird. Like, she admitted that $1 million was mentioned, but she wouldn't call it a bribe. Like, it's just strange.
Yeah, and it was weird because then she was claiming that Megan was drunk and a little bit off, right? And she also claimed that Tory Lanez was flirting with Kylie at the party. Which is just, like, horrible. And then Megan said she'd forgotten, like, a slipper at the house, but anyway, it was just, like, bad because there was a lot of just, like, misconstrue and mess. This part is crazy because it says Harris said apparently a fight or something happened because Megan and Tory Lanez came back to the car. She was like, bitch, Kylie said we got to get the fuck out.
Oh, my God.
Which, like, that's hilarious. Like, what are y'all the idea doing? That
I mean, I could see how Kylie would kick people out of her house.
Yeah. And then Kelsey started being like, there was a back and forth. There was a lot of name calling. So, you know, kind of being like, here's the reason. So I didn't like that. And then she tried to plead the fifth. But she said, can I take my fifth? When pressed about the details. But I don't think that it worked. And I remember seeing a bunch of stuff being like, that's not how that works.
I also don't think she understands what the fifth is, because the Fifth Amendment is to protect yourself from self-incrimination.
Yeah.
And since she didn't shoot Meg or do anything illegal that we know of, it didn't really make sense. Like, you still, like, you have to answer questions when you're in a court of law, but the fifth allows you to decline to answer if what you're saying would incriminate you.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and listen, I won't fault her for that. Like, it's not easy. And then she also talked about how maybe what she, in a recorded interview, previously recorded interview that they played, that she said, well, some of those things I stated weren't accurate. Girl.
Oh, my God. It's too much.
Girl, that's embarrassing. It's just,
all she's doing is saying that she's not credible.
Yeah. So, and then I remember there's a bunch of stuff which isn't in this article, Kirsten, but she talked about how she did Megan's, like, homework. And people are like, you don't know what plead the fifth is, and you're saying you're doing Megan's homework. Like, please.
Yeah, somehow I don't buy that, but okay.
Yeah, I just thought it was really funny. As in funny, sad, not funny, haha.
Well, yeah, not like, oh, so funny, but like, you have to scratch your head at that one. Like, exactly. How do you think you're getting away with that?
Yeah.
And
then there was some, like, witness tampering charges against Tory Lanez, but that the judge denied. Like, you, I think, talked about that already. And basically, and then blogs come in, right? I will say at the Shade Room, if y'all want to know, like, step by step, they actually did a really amazing, daily almost, here's what happened. So would recommend go check that out. But blogs were falsely claiming while jury deliberations were happening on December 22nd that, oh, he's been found not guilty, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So, but then it was like, no, the jury's still deliberating. Like, calm down.
Like, everybody chill. Come on.
Yeah. And then it all came to an end on December 23rd. Well, this part came to an end. Let me rephrase. Where the jurors returned and they found his ass guilty. As charged, thankfully, and he was immediately taken into custody. New York Times reported that first, with Tory Lanez not having any reaction. His family was doing the absolute most.
They literally were, like, screaming.
Yeah, they were, like, blaming Jay-Z, I remember, and, like, all of this
so
stuff.
Weird. His father was like, oh, this wicked system stands judged before God Almighty. Like, calling the prosecutors evil.
Yeah.
Lane's attorney did state that they're going to explore all their options, including an appeal, which is only normal in a high profile case like this, that they would try to find an appeal. I'm not sure if they'll have a legal basis for that or not, but it's understandable that they would try.
Yes, exactly. I mean, he has money right to blow. So you do, well, you idiot.
And that's the thing, too, where like there's been no sentencing yet. The sentencing date will be coming
January.
Soon.
Yeah,
I
later.
Think in January. Mm-hmm. Oh, like yeah, January 27th.
Yeah, okay.
Is the sentencing date. So at that time, we'll find out how much time Lanes will be expected to serve. And based on that, that also could impact an appeal as well. Like if it's a short sentence, maybe they won't. It's a longer sentence. Mm-hmm. I also don't know that much about the U.S. system. I assume because it's America, there's probably some sort of mandatory minimum for these charges.
Yeah, and so I'm sure.
They'll probably, I assume, pursue an appeal, but I don't know enough about it to speculate as to which grounds mm-mm. it would be under.
Yeah, we have no idea. We'll know January 27th and we'll tell you. Yeah. But it's just wild because after the verdict was read, like there was a whole video and his dad is just like raging outside the courtroom. And I think they had to like physically like separate people. Mm-hmm. And then turns out because his dad was like, there's no physical evidence. That was their biggest issue. And then talked about how Jay-Z was also part of it.
Okay. Somehow. Okay.
Yeah. Sounds like they said, Beyonce's husband is it? No, I'm calling him that. Okay. But it seems like, well, not seems. Megan is signed to Jay-Z's label, so that's mm-hmm. the only thing that makes sense to me.
Yeah, it's weird. Lots of cases get prosecuted all the time with no actual physical evidence, mm-hmm. and you still have enough evidence to back it up. And obviously, this jury thought that. So
we got him.
Got him.
And then, you know, you think it's over. But also a bunch of stuff is now coming out. And if people are like, well, why is stuff coming out now? It's because the trial is over. So now you can actually release everything.
A lot of times especially in jury trials, mm-hmm. A lot of material is held back and then press agencies will have to put in an application in order to publish that information. And so now that it's concluded, we're able to get a lot of audio from the trial as well as some of the like evidence that was submitted, like with regards to voicemails and text messages and stuff, can be like seen now that it's over.
Yeah. It was so funny. And that, so turns out, right, all of this is mm-hmm. done now, a bunch of stuff is coming out. But the one of the biggest jackasses of them all, Young Jock. Ooh, please. Okay, Young Jock's a rapper, if you don't know. He was famous when, I feel like, for millennials when we were in high school. It's also
yeah,
Love
I was
going to
say, have not heard that name in a long time.
Yeah. He's on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. Anyway, so he believed that Tory Lanez was so, like, so clean that on his radio show, The Morning Takeover, he said he would shave his head if Tory Lanez was found guilty.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Yeah, and there is a video of him getting his bald head.
Yeah. I mean, he's a man of his word.
Yeah, and my favorite is after he shaved off everything, his co-host said, this is for Meg. This is for The Stallion. This is for Meg. This is for Roc Nation.
That's so
which is
funny.
Jay-Z's brand. And it was so funny.
That's
what
hilarious.
What an idiot. Like, who are you?
I also just don't think it's like, it's not a funny or entertaining thing to be betting on legal person. Like, a woman was shot. It's not funny.
Yeah. And, like, you're an idiot, Jock. I mean, we know he's an idiot. Like, but come on, dude.
Yeah.
That's so embarrassing. But, yeah, that I felt like I needed to share Jock being a mega dummy. And then the lawyers, her lawyers were talking about, like, also going against the blogs, which I'm all for. Get with Meghan Markle and figure out how to get these blogs. That's what I think.
Yeah, because it's a lot of blogs basically that have posted a lot over the last 2 years, mm-hmm. really, really negative content about Meg. And now that there is a conviction in this case, it could lend credence to some other charges. So
we
pray. I hope people get what's coming to them.
That part. Okay. I love it. And that wraps up, which we did not cover every single thing. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff about Kelsey Harris as well that if folks want to look up, like you should. It's just, there was a lot of info and it's frustrating and dark, and protect Black women. All right.
Yes. Period. And we also just, we don't want the show to be 100% like so negative. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that we're covering things and you know what's going on, but that we can also have a little bit of fun vibes as well. And if we had gone into every single detail of this case and story, we wouldn't have had any time for anything else.
Yeah. And again, like I said, there's a bunch of stuff you can look up to like give you the super details. And if we missed stuff, we apologize, but we're trying to give you the super gist of it all.
Yeah. The high level.
Yes. So, Kirsten, I think it's time to move into our next story.
And this one had me howling.
I couldn't breathe. Okay, this came out only 10 hours ago as we're recording on Thursday, January 5th. But we, you know, famous mess up on this podcast. Dionne Warwick, right?
Who do we Bryce? Mess up again?
I don't remember. Bryce, we were dragging someone that was talking shit about Beyonce.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was, okay, but that was a person named Diane with a last name W.
Yeah.
And so I think we all just got a little confused. We're just dumb. I think Chappelle dragged us to hell and back for that one, I think. And we deserved it.
100%.
But this time we're correct.
But yes, but queen of the podcast, Dionne Warwick.
Queen of my heart.
Correct.
She has been an icon on Twitter for years now.
Listen, okay. She's also 82 years old, which I just can't believe. And she signed her first recording contract in 1962. And she's also, you know, Grammy Hall of Fame. Okay, like she's a big deal.
Yeah. Like the Grammy Lifetime Achievement, I think Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
She's amazing.
Like R&B Hall of Fame. Why did I say Rock and Roll? I'm so stupid. And I can't read.
When it comes to her, we really get stressed out.
Guess what? We want to get it right.
We're not the only people intimidated by her. I want to make that clear. We'll get to that in a second. But my favorite is that this article links her like tweets. Hi, Chance the Rapper. If you are very obviously a rapper, why did you put it in your stage name? I cannot stop thinking about this. Then another tweet. I am now Dionne the Singer. Later.
3 minutes later, she tweets that. And then, like, the next day, the weekend is next. Why? It's not even spelled correctly.
And she tags them.
So, but she will drag you to your face as you deserve.
I do have one question. What does Offset mean? Then, how many minutes? Again,
4 minutes,
four
later.
Minutes later. Is there also an Onset walking around somewhere?
And
her niece introduced
her
to Cardi B, which is how she got to Offset. But anyway, the point is, it has now been revealed. And this is, I think, my favorite story of 2023. Like, I think it's done.
Yes. And so this is coming out, I guess, in the new CNN
Yeah, it's a CNN
film.
Movie. Yeah, about her.
Which I didn't know they did that, but okay. It's called Dionne Warwick, Don't Make Me Over. And that's where this story comes from.
Yeah. And Snoop Dogg. I'm sorry. I just love this story.
Okay. It's so... Listen, we talked about Snoop's child affirmation song. That could not have existed without this
exactly.
story.
Exactly. Because guess what, y'all? Our queen, Dionne Warwick. Is that Warwick? Am I saying? I hope I'm saying her
Warwick,
name.
Warwick, I think.
Warwick. I'm so sorry, everyone. Listen, I mean, Indian V's and W is a hot mess, okay? But
it's
anyway.
An international podcast.
Yeah, sorry. We have accent up in this. but turns out she wasn't shy about putting rappers on blast. And Snoop Dogg talked about how she outgangsted him and other rappers in the 90s by confronting them about their misogynistic lyrics. And you're like, okay, maybe she just like talked about it. Absolutely not. Guess what? She held an intervention for him, his peers. And guess who was also included? Tupac.
So funny. She told them to be at her home no later than 7 in the morning, which is wild.
Okay.
Why is it at 7 in the morning? I think that was just a power move,
period.
And Snoop said that they were all so intimidated by her that they were waiting in her driveway by 6:52 a.m.
Like, do y'all understand? Like, these are like gangs. Like, this is like 90s hardcore rappers.
Yeah. Hardcore.
And she said, come to my house at 7 a.m. And they said 6:52. Because
they did not
what?
Sleep that night. They were too scared.
Listen, if you're on time, you're late. If you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. If you're late, don't bother. Oh, and people that were in sororities, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, Snoop said we were kind of like scared and shook up. We are powerful right now, but she's been powerful forever. 30 something years in the game with a big home, money, success. And Snoop Dogg says that she, during the meeting, she faced the rappers and said, call me a bitch to my face.
Can you imagine? She said, this is how you comfortably refer to women in your songs. And then we get like a bit of her like feeding into this story as well. And she says, these kids are expressing themselves, which they're entitled to do. However, there's a way to do it. And she told the group, you guys are all going to grow up. You're going to have families. You're going to have children. You're going to have little girls. And one day that little girl is going to look at you and say, daddy, did you really say that? Is that really you? What are you going to say to that?
Yeah. And Snoop, you know, talks rightfully so. Like, she was checking them at the time where they felt like they couldn't be. Like, no one could check them. Mm-hmm. But she said, that day, it was her. She did end up changing what he says is the trajectory of his career, because he decided to switch up his approach to music from that moment on. And he said, I made a point to put out records of joy, me uplifting people, nobody dying and everybody living. And he says, Dion, I hope I became the jewel that you saw when I was a little dirty rock that was in your house. And I hope I'm making you proud. It's so sweet.
So sweet.
I know.
And she also said, like, they felt that she was dissing them, and she just wanted them to know that they are dealing with someone that, like, if she didn't care about them, they would not have been invited to her home. Like, she had all out of love, and she was being serious and really just trying to help them do better in the future. And I just love it so much. Just so sweet.
Like, it is so kind. And, you know, it really is how community works, right? Like, you have to come together to be able to do all of this. And I'm obsessed with her. Like, it blows my mind, right? Like, in the 90s, these rappers, top of their game. And she's like, come to my house at 7 a.m. Yeah. And they're
like,
scared.
Listen, we need to talk about the way you talk about women in your music. And they're like, bet. Okay, we'll change it.
But they're like, what do you need? We'll do it.
Literally.
Oh, I love it. It's my favorite. I can't. It's my favorite thing ever.
I love it. It's so beautiful.
But yeah, that was a good story.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
But also, on this podcast, Kirsten, we support women's rights and wrongs.
You're right.
We know this. So this was on Twitter a little bit ago. This was on January 4th. Oh, it's just yesterday. Oh,
it's just yesterday, well, but today felt very long.
Yes. So Gabrielle Union says that she felt entitled to infidelity.
Yes. So this came out. So Gabrielle guested on Dax Shepard's podcast, yes, Armchair Expert, and talked about her marriage to Chris Howard, which they got married in 2001 and were split in 2005, finalizing their divorce in 2006. So this has all happened a very long time ago.
Yeah.
And she said she wasn't getting any Wife of the Year awards.
Yeah. And, you know, she was talking about how neither one of us felt like marriage should get in the way of our dating.
And which, like, if they're both on the same page, yeah, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. Go ahead. You, yeah, like you.
If you both are agreeing to that and it's something that you're both chill with, then that sounds like actually like healthy to, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, like as long as everyone knows.
But this wasn't, because
no,
she says like a part of it was like keeping up with his activities. And she's like, oh, that's what you're doing. You're going to feel this one. And she said, yeah, she felt entitled to infidelity because she was like, he's doing all this and I'm going to do all this, which I this is wrong. Because yeah, she said, I was paying all the bills, working my ass off. And I feel like that's what it happens, which is like, that's BS.
It's, yeah. And she also said, like, it was just a stupid relationship that should have never got out of the dating phase, which at least you can tell, yeah, that, like, great honesty. I don't think when I see the sentence, like, I felt entitled to infidelity, I'm like, I don't know about that.
Yeah. But then you actually, like, see what she meant. And it's like, it was just a bad relationship.
It wasn't good. Her current marriage seems very healthy and good. Comparatively.
Yeah. I was like, he's a cheater too. But anyway, we get
it. Oh, I didn't know that about him. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Well, you hate to see it.
Yeah. It's not good. It's not good. But yeah, I just, again, quick bite, hot mess express. Yeah. And now we have to, before we get into the anonymous, We have to get to
this last story, which I sent a tweet to you from Pop Crave, and you were like, oh, yeah, I saw this. Because I was so just like, what? Like, what in the 1994?
Correct.
But
I have to say, unfortunately, I love this. I think this
I love it. I love it so much.
Of my life. Because guess what? You must have seen the name of the podcast. We had to end with this because this is so ridiculous.
Yes.
Matthew Lawrence. Remember him?
He is the hottest. So
yeah, he is the hottest Lawrence brother to me. I think I agree. Dating. Not Cheryl Burke, right? Maybe who he was married to from Dancing with the Stars. But he's dating Chili from TLC, baby.
I saw TLC in like 2016.
Oh my God, I love
it. And Chili actually grabbed my hand because I was that close to the stage. And it's like a core memory for me.
Wow.
I know.
Ugh, I have shared the hand
that touched me has touched Matthew.
Oh, look at you living your best life. That's so funny because, I don't even need to share it. The point is,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I hate my life anyway. So, I'm talking about Chris Brown Sweat. Everyone, it did. Yeah, we
know.
My hand.
Everybody listening knows.
God, why is he a bad person? Anyway, maybe I love toxic men, but look, I get over them. Okay, I get over them. If people don't know who TLC is, I don't know. Look it up. Don't go chasing waterfalls. No scrubs. I feel like you need to know.
Chili, I can't help you.
Yeah, Chili dated Usher. Okay, Usher famously. What? You. Tell me you don't think you,
of course I know.
I was like, all the songs. of him cheating on her. There's also there was a reality show that Chili was in that I watched. I think it was on the network TLC.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah. And it was her dating. But I don't know if it was on, maybe it was VH1, sorry. Yeah,
that sounds more like
What Chili Wants. That's what it was. And it was that. With the help of a relationship coach, she was looking for love.
Iconic.
It was in 2010. Oh, it was on VH1. You know, VH1 had all the best reality shows at that time.
They really did. And yeah, so I guess they got together just before American Thanksgiving.
Yes.
End of November. But they've been friends for a long time. And her I love this statement coming from her rep, like her PR. I've been with Chili since 2005 and I've never seen her this in love. She's glowing. They're really cute together.
This can't be a PR relationship, right? Like, what's the reason?
Listen, the 90s are back. It's trendy. It could be.
No, please.
I don't know. I love it. I don't care if it's real or if it's fake. It is making me happy. And I also love that there's a little bit of drama with Cheryl Burr. She posted an Instagram story with the song, which is a black background, white text, says, "That was fast," and it's playing the song Boys Alone.
So my point is, like, are we saying Chili and Matthew Lawrence were together and he cheated on Cheryl Burr? Like, not like it's too much pop culture in one conversation.
It's too much. Yeah. And so the report is that the divorce was granted in September.
Yes.
But that was weeks after Chili and Matt were first seen hanging out in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. But also, you have to be separated before you get divorced. So, like, I don't know.
No, it makes no... I'm kidding.
I just don't care. I don't know. It makes me happy as a 90s kid. And I don't need any more. It's perfect.
Oh, my God. It's just... But anyway, hold your 90s hearts because they are 100% together. We don't know if it's for PR or not. I refuse.
And we don't care.
I rebuke it.
Not rebuke.
I rebuke it.
Oh my God.
I mean, Chili has dated some like F boys. So I hope that Matthew Lawrence isn't that because guess what? She also dated Floyd Mayweather on that show. What? Yeah, actually,
that sentence doesn't feel real, and I refuse to acknowledge
it. I'm telling you, I think episode was about like her trying to figure out if Floyd is the one.
Stop it! You're grounded. Like I don't know what else to say to you. But according to Cheryl Burke, it seems like he might be an F boy, Sasha. So
listen, Cheryl, let it happen, please.
Not let it happen. Oh my God. But yes, so that's our like happy note to end the podcast on. But we have an even happier note with this anonymous. And it's a little bit of a long one, but I think it's worth it.
But this isn't. I want to make it clear.
So, okay.
Of Sarah, that's all we're going to say.
No, this isn't. It's not. Okay. So this is an update on an anonymous that we've already read. So do you remember the one about the secretary moving the tape so that the office would be smaller next to her? So we have more mess about that secretary who they're calling Mary.
I have an update also. So from another anonymous.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But anyway, let's do it.
Okay. So this one, the school has multiple parking lots. The smallest is right by the main doors, and half of the spots are for visitors and parents, and the other half are for staff. The secretary always tried to park in the closest spot to the main door. And since she's head secretary, she generally gets there early and gets that spot.
Mm-hmm.
However, the wrestling coach, who we'll call Brad, during the wrestling season, leads workouts that start at 5 a.m. And since the weight room is right by the main doors, he'll park in the closest spot.
Mm-hmm.
So for the last 2 years, Mary would sporadically ask Brad not to park there or outright tell him he needs to get out of her spot. From other people, it might come across as playful or joking, but her tone makes it clear she's not joking.
Yeah.
So last year, one drive, Last year, one day, our messenger drives in the morning and notices legit metal signs with our district logo installed in front of the first six spots that say administrative parking only. All others will be towed. Here's the problem.
God.
There are only four administrators. And one of them is actually able to park in a handicap parking spot, which is actually closer than these spots.
Yeah.
And another lives in the neighborhood and generally walks or bikes as long as the weather is good. And who's parked in the first spot? Mary.
Of course.
So our messenger, who is stirring things up a little bit, goes to Brad later that day and asks if he's seen the signs. And not only had he, but he went to the principal to ask why they had suddenly been put up. And the principal had no clue that they were there. He had been in a meeting off campus all morning and assumed all the spots would be filled when he came back. So he just went straight to the overflow parking. The only person authorized to order something like that and pay for the install would be the principal. And so if he didn't order them, someone else with his purchasing account did. The only other person with access, Mary.
That's horrible.
It goes from bad to worse. So the next morning, Brad just parks in the good spot because he figured since the principal hadn't ordered them, no one would have the power to enforce towing. The school resource officer, who was a cop placed in the school that we're going to call Elena, comes in. And she chats for a minute before awkwardly telling Brad, "Mary told me you have to move your car." And Brad asks, "As a friend or as a cop?" And she says, "Technically, this is supposed to be an official warning." She says, "Next time I'm supposed to call the towing company the district uses." This woman usually spends lunch walking around the parking lot trying to catch drug deals or talking to students reporting stolen Chromebooks, etc.
Jesus Christ.
But today, Mary has her harassing Brad. Brad tells her he won't be moving. Elena shrugs and says she doesn't care. She just doesn't want to get in trouble with Mary. So she delivered the warning as directed, but she'll never actually call the tow company. So every day for the next couple of weeks, a few of the staff members try to come in early and fill all six of the spots. And if they can't, they report to Elena or one of the administrators that someone is parked in the spots illegally.
Oh my God.
A ballsy teacher who was going to retire anyway reports a battered blue Ford parked in the front spot to Mary herself.
Oh, Lord.
So they're just getting messy. At the next faculty meeting, there's a big discussion about it. People are frustrated by the loss of the few spots in the lot, that it's an uneven number compared to what they need. Right. One of the counselors even says that some parents asked why administration suddenly got uppity and required special parking. And they were told to just ignore the signs because they were going to be removed ASAP. Mm. It took 4 months for the signs to come down. Mary still works at the school and is still head secretary. Our messenger says, "I don't know what secrets she knows, but clearly someone is protecting her because she wasted a ridiculous amount of money to spite a coworker and save herself 10 steps coming into work in the morning."
I cannot breathe.
I love it. I want a TV show about Mary. I want these plot lines on Abbott Elementary.
That's what I was about to say. I was like, I watched all the episodes, so I know it's not a plot on Abbott Elementary, but like, what?
I love it. Thank you so much to this messenger for sharing this story.
And Mary,
and please send more. Anything else Mary does, we want to know about everything Mary does. I know that this must be extremely frustrating to work with someone like this, but I have to admit, I think she's an icon. I kind of stan her.
Only because we don't have to deal with her. She's an
exactly.
icon.
No, if I had to deal with her, I'd be like, absolutely not.
Exactly.
But because I'm just hearing stories that are ridiculous, I'm just kind of like, okay, I'm kind of standing a little bit.
120,000%.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. And mine was about that 90s, I believe, one where, let me find the anonymous, but it was about hold on, let me see when they sent it. Sorry. It was that like 90s mess where we were like, was the job worth it? Oh, this one.
Is it the one like 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. When it was like the internship and they weren't actually doing a job. They were just covering
that one
for the cheating scientist.
Correct. Cheating scientist. Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
So, yes, if you remember the cheating scientist story, turns out they just gave an update because I think we asked, like, what was the benefit?
Yeah. Like, did this help you in your career? Yes, like, that's did what you we get asked. College Thank credit? You. Like, what? Was it worth it?
Yeah. So it turns out the benefit of the job was we got to sit around and read all day when we're not covering for our boss's infidelity. We definitely did not enjoy lying, but we needed a letter of approval from our boss to receive their required college credits. So it did help them.
So they got the college credits and they got to have some leisure time.
Yes. So
I would do it. Well, I wouldn't feel good about it, but I would do that if I was in that situation.
And the problem is sometimes when you tell the people that, you know, this person's cheating, it'll come on you.
No, they won't believe you anyways.
And the power differential, it's too much. It's too much. I don't like it. It's messy and you, not that we don't owe, but like you don't need it.
They you don't did what need they that mess
in your life.
It was their future. Like, what they do? What if they don't get the college credit?
And when you're young, people, I feel like, really take advantage of you anyway.
Yeah, 100%.
So that's just what I feel. But yes, y'all, it's unfortunate, but we are glad for you. We're glad for the messengers. Yes. Keep sending the mess. Keep sending us those 5-star ratings. We are 6 away. I feel like we need to get it before Rob.
Yeah, it would be so great if Rob comes on and we get to be like, we reached 300 ratings and reviews. Yay. And then it like feels like a really successful moment. And then he can be like, I'm proud of you. You know, like, doesn't it sound nice?
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding about that
part. Okay, I gotta go. This podcast is done, everyone.
But once again, if you have anonymous, submit it before Monday, January 9th to tinyurl.com/messmagnets for the Oops All Anonymous episode. We need it. It's what we deserve. And it's what you deserve to have Rob give his interesting twist to your mess.
Oh, my God.
And yeah, if you want the merch, robhaswebsite.com/shop.
Do it. Get it. Because listen, the next live event, we all have to be wearing it.
Yes. Mess Magnets meet up.
Period. And with that, Kirsten, where can the people find you?
Yes. So you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. And starting, I think, week after next, BoJack Horsepod will be back with Martuka and Birdie. We just took a little hiatus for the holidays. And also go become a patron of Tori on Ready to Be Petty. And then you can hear my 2023 pop culture predictions as well. Sasha, what about you?
And as for me, as always, you can find me on Twitter at funsize_04. I was also on the 90 Day Fiancé podcast, the tell-all part one.
It was so good.
So it was a hot mess with Puya. Check that out. Just, you know, light rantings as usual. I think I talked about this, but I was on the Nothing But Netflix podcast talking The Recruit with Robin Chappelle. Honestly, one of the most fun podcasts I have done in a long time, where with, you know, because it felt like Mess Magnets where we're just dragging people constantly. So really fun. And I did the circle round table for week one as well. So check all of that out. And thank you, everyone, for listening, whatever. We love you all. Bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.